This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the President of Mongolia, Kirill Sukh-ukna, in New Delhi today. The two leaders will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Several MOUs are expected to be signed following the talks. The Mongolian President will meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. President Murmu will host a banquet in honour of the visiting dignitary. President Kirill Sukh arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day visit to India. He was received at the airport by Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol. The President is accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising cabinet ministers, members of parliament, senior officials, business leaders and cultural representatives. This is President Kirill Sukh's first visit to India as President. U.S. President Donald Trump and the leaders of Egypt, Qatar and Turkey have signed a declaration for bringing peace to Gaza at a summit in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh last night in the presence of over 30 global leaders and national representatives. The signing took place at the peace summit, where the four leaders acted as guarantors of the Hamas-Israel ceasefire agreement. The deal reached earlier this week is a key part of Trump's broader regional peace plan. Speaking at the summit, President Trump said, "This is a tremendous day for the world and for the Middle East." He thanked the regional leaders for their support, saying, "Everybody is happy," and added that he has done big deals before, but this has taken off like a rocket ship. He dismissed predictions of a third world war breaking out in the Middle East, saying, "This is not going to happen." Trump said, "The war in Gaza is over and the humanitarian aid is pouring in." Leaders and representatives from over 30 countries and international bodies took part in the summit, including India, UK, France, Germany, Canada, Saudi Arabia, European Union, UAE, among others. The Election Commission has said that first randomization of electronic voting machine voter verifiable paper audit trail for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections has been completed. According to the Commission, the randomization was done through EVM management system by the district election officers in the presence of the representatives of national and state recognized political parties. The poll body said that constituency-wise, lists of randomized EVMs and VVPATs were shared with the representatives of all national and state-recognized political parties. It said these EVMs and VVPATs will be stored in the concerned assembly's strong room in the presence of the representatives of national and state-recognized political parties. A list will also be shared with all the contesting candidates. Delhi government has declared nearly 41 square kilometers of the southern ridge area a reserved forest. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that the decision has been taken to protect the national capital from pollution and strengthen the environment in a sustainable manner. She said the government will plant indigenous trees on open land within such forest areas so that the soil remains fertile and the environment is further strengthened. The Chief Minister said the government's priority is to make Delhi a modern capital that is pollution-free, green and environmentally balanced. Delhi's Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa said the decision will play an effective role in controlling pollution in the capital. In Test cricket, India will head towards a commanding victory after resuming their second innings at an overnight score of 63-1 at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. The match will begin at 9:30 a.m. KL Rahul and Sai Sudarshan are on the crease and the hosts are just 58 runs away from sweeping the series with 2-0. Earlier on day four, John Campbell and Shai Hope made tons that kept the West Indies alive in the match. In badminton, Lakshya Sen and top men's doubles pair Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will lead India's challenge at the Denmark Open 2025 starting today. The Sen will be joined in the men's singles by Ayush Shetty. And that is the end of this news bulletin.